We're CJMQ and we're talking with Sylvie Fallis today. You're the directress of the Lenoxville District Community Aid?
That's right.
Lenoxville District Community Aid, would you like to tell us a bit about the organization?
We're an organization that offers services to seniors to help them stay at home as long as possible.
Okay.
So we have different services such as escort transport for medical, legal, and banking. We have friendly visits. We have Meals on Wheels program. We do support to caregivers, which is an increasing need among our seniors. We also have prevention programs, sort of an exercise program also.
Mm-hmm.
We work on preventing elder abuse and also prevention of isolation with seniors.
Okay, so a lot of different projects ongoing.
Yes.
Also the blood pressure
clinics. Absolutely, that's okay. Another one. That's right. There's a few and a few
mm-hmm.
other services that are maybe not as used as by as many people, but
mm-hmm.
Very important also.
They are. Now, Lenoxville District, which other districts besides Lenoxville do you cover?
We also cover Waterville and North Hatley.
Okay, so Waterville,
sort of
North Hatley.
Anything in between there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For some of our services, we also extend the services to English-speaking seniors from Sherbrooke,
okay.
The greater Sherbrooke
good,
area.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the bulk of your clients then are English. It's a place for the English to go if they're not very bilingual, I guess.
Yes, although we are our services are all bilingual,
mm-hmm.
and we serve both
mm-hmm.
both clients of both languages.
Great organization. Now, you have a lot of different projects, especially lately coming up. First
mm-hmm.
of all, you have an information session with Philips Lifeline Medical Alarm Service.
Yes.
And that comes up this Monday, September 27th, at the Community Aid, 3002 College Street in the borough of Lenoxville.
That's right.
It's from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m., and it's open to the general public. Now, could you tell us a little bit about this information session?
Well, as part of one of information sessions we offer for caregivers,
mm-hmm.
Of course we find people are a little stressed sometimes in certain situations and all that, but also seniors in general, they don't have to be caregivers, but people
mm-hmm.
living alone or feeling a little bit more isolated, this service, sometimes they wish they could have a safety contact or
right.
a way
mm-hmm.
to get a hold of someone. So we're bringing we're presenting this information session. As you know, this alarm system is a mechanism that is in the house, but people can have a bracelet or pendant and can contact anyone for help at any time. So they'll be giving out information as to how to how it works and all that, giving more details. So if
mm-hmm.
anybody that might be interested for themselves or even for a loved one, and it's not just limited to seniors, I'm sure if somebody feels the need of such an apparatus, they're more than welcome to attend the information session. It's not a sales pitch. It's just
mm-hmm.
Giving the information, letting people know what's available for them and if it can meet their needs, and all the better.
Okay, I think it's a great idea. It's definitely, if you can wear a bracelet or whatever and you have a fall or something,
that's
you don't
right.
have to worry about getting to the phone or...
Absolutely, and feeling stranded and, I can't go for a little walk outside
mm-hmm.
or whatever because I may, if something happens to me, well, this way, if something does happen,
mm-hmm.
You can call for help.
Okay, so
that's
great. Good.
That's right.
So people can go and get the information, decide if it's something for them, and that's on Monday, September 27th at the Community Aid.
That's right.
From 1:30 in the afternoon to 3 p.m. It's open
mm-hmm.
to the public. And I'm just going to give the number out here. It's 819-821-4779 to get in touch with Lenoxville and District Community Aid
that's
if you
right.
have a question. Now, you're also having meetings for people who are caregivers to offer support and services. So a caregiver, that's a big responsibility, and it's also a stressful responsibility. So it's nice for people not to feel alone in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it's a support because people don't really... We don't always realize that we're a caregiver. We simply, whether if it's for, we're caring for a parent or a spouse, a senior looking after a senior or a brother, sister, sibling, whatever. And sometimes it can be a very good friend that, you know, one finds looking after. And we just started slowly, and it's just something we do instinctively. Mm-hmm. We don't think that, we need to be, that it requires a lot of time on our part. But with time, it can become very demanding. And also, there's the whole emotional stress that is involved. And sometimes people just get to the point where they feel so overwhelmed. So mm-hmm. before they get to that point, but if they are at that point, we're here for them. And we want to help them before they get to that point. We bring them support. We can put them in contact with the services that could be available for them. We try to find them sitters if they need to, if that's the answer to their problems or their situations. I don't want to name it as a problem. It's just mm-hmm. sometimes situations that you have to deal with, and everybody's willing to do it, but sometimes we need a little bit of help. Asking for help is never easy for anybody. We all want to be as independent and whatever, but sometimes it just becomes too exhausting. And so in order to be able to continue to do that for a little while longer, or, you know, with a good quality of life for both the caregiver and the person they're caring for, we're here. So if it's individual support that they need, or sometimes group support, finding yourself with other people who live the same situation as you are, for some reason you don't feel so isolated and alone living those situations, and they support one another. And sometimes it's just little tips or little tricks that they give one another, or just being able to talk about it openly
mm-hmm.
with
definitely.
Someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great feeling.
It is, and so, it definitely makes a huge difference too to not feel alone.
So what we have is sessions, and we like caregivers to come. I mean, they can sign up, and if they're they're in touch with us, if they can come at the scheduled meetings, the series of meetings that usually takes place, information sessions. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if for some reason they can't come 1 week, it doesn't matter. That should not be a restriction for them, or feel that they can't be part of a group if they can't come all the time. Not everybody can come all the time, but we certainly encourage people to do so, but we'll be here in the meantime to help them on an individual basis if that's the need.
Wonderful. So you have another session starting on October 4th?
That's right.
Okay. And you've run these sessions before, I think, have you? Or?
Yes, we've... The support to caregivers has been in place for 3.5 years right now.
Excellent.
And yes, it's... the feedback that we're getting is like, okay, great, this is very helpful, somewhere where I can go and have my own time.
Mm-hmm.
And we also give them tips how to take care of themselves. And we often forget about ourselves, so mm-hmm. we try to help them realize what their needs are. And, sometimes facing a situation is just overwhelming. And to us, well, because we're not as emotionally involved with the situation, we can maybe see, shed some light on the whole situation and give them little tricks to help.
Good. That's wonderful. Yeah. And the population is aging too, so
absolutely.
It's definitely a service that's needed.
Yeah, and we all, like I say, we're all getting at a point where we are looking after our parents,
mm-hmm.
whether it's on a full-time basis or just a very regular basis. If we're still working full-time and taking care of our own families, it can become a lot of things to think about all at once.
It is good, and it's great to have this service because when we are a caregiver, usually the person we're giving care to has a loss of autonomy too
mm-hmm.
over time, and we
absolutely.
May not realize that. So it's definitely
and sometimes it just grows slowly. The person changes slowly, and
mm-hmm.
then first thing it's like, oof, this is becoming just a bit too much,
mm-hmm.
And we go at the person's rate too. If they're willing to get help now, that's fine. If they just want the support and have some sort of be on standby and get be able to call on us whenever they need a little bit of help, that's fine too. Or we have people who are signed up on a regular basis and are in touch with us every attend all the sessions and everything that we do. So it's really no obligation, but at the same time, I think just the fact that people can realize that they actually are a caregiver,
mm-hmm.
Right there, it's already a
That's
big step.
Great. Good. Is there any charge for these sessions?
There's no charges.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm so far there's been no charge for any of the activities that we try as much as possible to make the financial part one less thing to worry about. So these are offered. We're sponsored by, you know, it's part of our mandate to do, and we're happy to do so.
Good. Again, the number is 819-821-4779, and that program starts October 4th. If you have any questions, mm-hmm. give them a call. And also another project, you're looking for volunteers
for the
Lenoxville, Waterville, and North Hatley regions for the Friendly Visits program. So would you like to explain a little bit about that program?
It's a service that we have offered for years, I think from the beginning, from the very beginning when Community Aid first started, to even now, but it's a service that's becoming more and more in demand, mm-hmm. and we feel that we want to, you know, meet those needs because, seniors are living longer, they want to stay at home a bit longer, sometimes they feel a little bit more isolation. They feel isolated for whatever reason. They can't go out as often. They can't. Sometimes they've had to stop driving, or their friends have stopped driving, and things like that. Or family members are away from the area. So, if people are feeling isolated and in need of a social interaction, we feel that the Friendly Visit program can really benefit them. And we have some volunteers who, who are willing to, and actually we're looking for more volunteers to help with that service. Sometimes it's a matter of one visit a week, maybe an hour or two a week, and we meet we do the matching according to the client's needs and also the volunteers' availability. We have some that do it sometimes in the afternoon, some are in the evening, and we even have some on Sunday morning, because to both client and volunteers, that's when they felt they were able to give some time and also receive the visit, and it makes them feel good because Sundays are a long day, so it's convenient to both, so they spend a little bit of time together, and they can go for walks, they can just sit around and chit-chat, they can do activities together, whatever.
Okay.
They work out the activities among themselves.
Good. So you're certainly accommodating to both the person living in isolation or whatever, or the volunteer. What are you looking for in the volunteers?
People of all ages. Like I say, if some people are working during the day, well, that should not be a burden. As I say, some people just need somebody to chat with. Some people need just a bit of help to read, or to write a letter to a loved one or something like that. Mm-hmm. It could be that. It could be that they don't want to go out for a walk by themselves. So if they can, have someone to go for a walk and they feel comfortable and safe, then, it can take that aspect. They can do baking, whatever they feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be going out for coffee somewhere together, whatever pleases both.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. And for those elderly people or any other type of person living in isolation, they can rest assured that the volunteers are screened before they come to their house. Good.
Absolutely. There's an evaluation that we do with the volunteer prior to the matchups, but we also do a police check.
That's good. And that's reassuring. Okay.
That's right. And we do keep track after, once the pairing is done, we do continue to do the follow-ups and see if it still meets everybody's needs, see if it's meeting the client's needs, what they expected from the visits, and also from the volunteer's point of view.
Good,
so,
excellent.
So that nobody gets too overwhelmed, but also they can get what they expect, so that the volunteers get what they expect out of their volunteer action, and that's a positive,
good.
Positive action.
So has this program started yet? Or
yes, it has. Okay. As I say, it's something that was there, but it's been restructured, and we've put an emphasis on this in the past 6 months. So, we're at the point where we have a waiting list of clients waiting for volunteers to come and do the friendly visit. So
what you're looking for is volunteers right now. Okay, good. Yep. And again, the number 819-821-4779. And it can be at your convenience or a regular time, so that's great too. Lots of different programs coming up all the time. Anything else you'd like to add?
for the time being, those are the main areas. I know there'll be some other things coming up, so I'm sure we'll be back in, you know, we'll be in touch for that kind of activity. There's a volunteer information, 2 days of volunteer information session coming up at Carrefour at beginning of October. Maybe we can get back in touch and find once I have a bit more information on that and let people know about it. So if they want to shop around for their volunteer work, the information booth will be there to help them out.
Good. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to get involved, 819-821-4779.
That's right.
And Sylvie Fallis. So we thank you very much, Sylvie.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.